There is no shortage of things to do in Arizona this weekend. If you're a NASCAR fan, we got PIR going on in Avondale. If you're a football fan, a big weekend for Arizona football. Is U of A playing in Colorado, or are they here?
I don't know.
They're here. They're
homecoming.
It's homecoming in Tucson?
Yes.
And then we have Notre Dame coming into Tempe today at 1:30? Is that kickoff
1:30,
time?
I believe.
1:30? Yeah. Well, if none of those are quite up your alley, we have the Certified Local Fall Festival put on every year by Local First Arizona. It's an opportunity to really just walk around downtown Phoenix and preview a local venue. They've got all kinds of arts, crafts, music, plenty of stuff to eat.
Yeah, one of the things they've got over there is they were actually serving it here in the studio this morning. Have you ever had breakfast or barbecue for breakfast?
It was, yeah, I won't talk. It was what was left over from the night before.
No. They brought this in this morning. It's the old Kentucky barbecue sauce made right here in Paradise Valley, Arizona. And I like the spicy. They've got three different flavors out there, but the spicy is the best. So thanks, OKB. OKB, Old Kentucky Barbecue Sauce. OKB. Barbecue sauce.
Great.
Pretty tasty. Especially, I like the spicy in particular. You know, another thing you could do today is you could go to my friend's garage sale in Arcadia and buy his used Texas A&M Aggie underwear. I don't know why he puts that out in his garage sales. Why would you do that?
Well,
that means you've got till about 1 o'clock to get some gardening done, right?
That's right.
If you're a gift giver, that would be a great way to get some early holiday shopping and keep the money local.
To your mother-in-law or something.
Local. And then there's also the Arcadian edible tour.
That's coming up on November 22nd, and it's a wonderful tour. Rosie and I took his mama 1 year and went. There's 9 homes that are open, and you can stroll through, and you get in your car and drive from one to one. And my friend Jill Green has the Sweet Life Garden, and it's just wonderful. It's been in the family a couple generations, and she's got homemade jellies and homemade goods, as well as beautiful garden to look at. There's a couple from Louisiana, Rosie, Gordon and Kay's Jardin de Lagniappe, we didn't get to see, so that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
But I am giving away 2 sets of 2 tickets each, and that's for the November 22nd from 9 to 2. So if you reach out to us on Facebook, the first 2 people who reach out will get.
If you need inspiration to do your own gardening, this is a great.
If you just want a wonderful morning, and if you want ideas, it'll just fill you full, so full you won't know what to do with yourself. It's a wonderful tour.
And another tour if you like bicycles and chickens.
Yeah, Tour de Coupe.
I think that starts today,
doesn't
it? I don't
think you have to do the bicycle part of it. But yeah, that is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Tour de Coupe.
Well, no, it's today. Today, I'm sorry.
I think
sorry.
It starts
today.
At 10.
Today, I'm sorry.
You can go to Valley Permacultural's website and get information on that. If you're interested in backyard chickens.
Our friends at
Flower Street Urban Garden
are, the last stop on the bicycle portion of that as well. So 44th Street and Flower, you can drive by and see. We've got a little display at our landscape center now of the flower gardens, which are awesome. We have people pull in and go, where can I get those?
They are beautiful. Yeah. We're also joined in studio this morning with Tim Freeland of Quality Iron. We're talking privacy landscaping and designs, but we're also taking your calls like Emilio at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Emilio, how can we help you?
Well, I've got a problem, Rosie, with I don't know what happened. I got, I think they call it the Texas umbrella. I call it a Chinaberry tree. Is that what they call it?
Right? Same name, same tree. Yeah, different name, same tree. Yes.
Okay, well, I had they're both about 12 years old, 10, 12 years old, and they were real nice, had a lot of shade. All of a sudden in September, all the wheat leaves fell off on one of them. I said, well, thank God the other big one didn't, had a real nice, a better one. Than, had the, one is, I guess you have the 2 different types. One just grow like whatever they want, and the other one grows around. So the one I had the round that had a lot of shade was okay, and then middle of September, all the leaves fell off that, and it's not time for the leaves to fall off.
So you've lost both of them?
Yeah, and then I got an orange tree that's had it planted in the middle of that, And all the leaves are falling off that. I don't know what happened. Boy.
Sounds to me like something happened in that general area. Either maybe we over-fertilized, maybe something was applied to the soil, maybe if they're by the neighbor's property line, they did something. But it's pretty unusual for three trees like that to all start doing the same thing and losing leaves and dying without there being something introduced to the area that wasn't there before. So the challenge now is to try and figure out what might have happened so we can keep it from happening. It may be too late to save those trees, but, you know, did somebody drain a swimming pool? Did somebody do some kind of construction work and dump a bunch of stuff and pour it in the ground? Did we spray for something? Did we try and kill weeds and use the wrong kind of weed killer? There's something that had to have occurred for that to have happened.
And would that be an arborist you would call to kind of dissect that?
It may be something that nobody can figure out other than you just got to do a mental checklist and go back, you know, maybe a couple, 3 months, go, what could we have done or could have somebody done to cause it? A gas leak. If you have natural gas, you know, is your gas bill unusually high? Maybe you have a gas leak. It's something in that realm of possibilities that you have to try and figure out.
Bummer.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.